joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the swine flu outbreak is a spokesman for the swine flu outbreak, I guess. It's Paulie the Pig. Hi, Paulie.
Hey, Muses. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Hey, doing good. Everything going good down there in Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing fine down here.
That's what I think, too.
Tell us your take on the swine flu. Are you a spokesman for people watching out for the flu?
I'm not an official spokesman, Junior. I'm just a concerned citizen, you know, who's been listening to this sort of thing. And it's true, I'm the first pig to be diagnosed with swine flu.
The first.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can even look that up on the Wikipedia. But, you know, and I live up here in the Bronx, and I was the first one that was diagnosed with it. But everyone's thinking that this is, you know, associating it with pigs. Hey, I'm one of the few pigs who even got this thing.
Right.
In my mind, this is a human deal.
This shouldn't be called...
Yeah. No, it shouldn't be called a swine flu. It should be called the human flu because it's you guys who are getting it and spreading it all around each other.
Yeah, but I think it started with pigs, though, right?
Well, yeah, it started with pigs. It happened to me first.
Well, how does a pig get swine flu?
All right, well, here's the deal. Look, a few weeks ago, me and a couple of buddies, we traveled down out of Mexico. We hit the boys' town.
Yeah.
Look at a donkey show or two. And then we hook up with these ladies, you know? The kind of ladies who will clean your pipe for 20 pesos.
I'm saying, oh, my gosh.
Right.
So we head into this Adobe lean-to with this chick, the senorita, and I did what guys will do, you know, to women when the cops aren't looking. So a couple days later, I start feeling like hell. I'm feeling flu-ish. I got the body aches. I got fever. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I got the syphilis crabs again.
Again.
But the doc says, no, you got swine flu. I said, what the hell is swine flu? He said, well, you got flu and you're a swine. The swine flu. Never heard of it before. Anyway, so I get back to New York. I resume my lovemaking. And it really spread from there.
You're very active, aren't you?
You started off
very, very sexual in the community.
All right, so how does it spread throughout the pig community then?
Well, I don't know. I don't associate with pigs.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm a human guy. That's the one that I like. I mean, I'm a pig, but come on. I'm pretty famous, you know?
Yeah.
I get the human prize, as we like to call it in the pig community. No, you get the, you know, humans can get this thing very conventionally. You get it through unprotected sex.
Really?
Yeah.
The swine flu.
The swine flu, you get it through unprotected sex or sharing needles with pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Not prostitutes. You don't share needles with prostitutes either. And the other common way to get it is, you know, I'm just going to say it, gay making out.
Oh, that's how swine flu is.
With someone who has swine flu.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You get the regular making out, too. Any kind of making out with someone who has swine flu.
This is Paulie the Pig. He's the first pig to be diagnosed with swine flu, but you're better now.
Listen at me. I'm strong as a horse. I'm very healthy. Yeah, it's not that big a deal. You guys are freaking over all this kind of stuff. I got people calling here 3 in the morning. Hey, Paulie, can we get an interview? Nah. What's going on with the Muses? That's it.
Oh, well, thanks for giving us an excuse.
I listen online every day. That's your internet stream. What's going on with that lately?
Yeah, I'm having problems.
Yeah, it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, I don't like the way the swine flu is selling some of our greatest swine, you know, some of our best of brightest minds, Arnold Zippel. See his picture up on the news all the time.
Right.
Porky Pig, his picture's being shown. Wilbur, Miss Piggy, Piggy Bank, Pig Pen from Peanuts, Pig Mint.
All of them taking a hit.
All of them taking a hit. The police.
So what you're saying, you're coming on here just saying that the pigs are getting a bad rap.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's a little education for you. This is easy to fix, okay? You don't want the swine flu, just quit going to Mexico. That's where all this started.
Yeah.
I'm a pig, and I think Mexico's too dirty to be in, all right? That tells you something.
Yeah.
Why would anyone ever want to go to Mexico? Didn't work out for Tony Romo? Why is it going to work out for you, all right? He's like a cowboy. How do you like this Stephen McGee, huh?
Well, we'll see.
Did Romo back up?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we're going to talk to him at 9:30.
Is he going to be a bust? What's the story?
No, I think he may have a future.
Teasing with you, John. I don't care about the Cowboys.
Oh, you're a Giants fan?
No, I'm a huge Razorbacks fan. What are you talking about?
Of course.
Of course.
He's
going to be a Razorback.
Hey, when's the great game? When's that happening?
May 14th.
All righty. I'm going to be down there. I want to see some of them good-looking P1 chicks.
All right.
I'm single and looking for love. All right?
Okay.
I got a great job. I can bring home the bacon. Bada boom! Bring home that bacon and fry it up in a pandemic. Hey, you guys take care, all right?
Okay,
all right,
we'll
Pauly.
See you, Pauly.
Bye-bye now.
Here's Pauly the pig. That probably won't help you much with swine flu, but there you go. 848 here on Sports Radio 13.